This is Northwest News on 88.5 KPLU. One-third of homeless people in King County live out of their cars. People with large vehicles, like RVs and even buses, tend to cluster in industrial areas until they're asked to move on. KPLU's Monica Spain visited one such area in Seattle, where a group of campers has been told it's time to go.
Jennifer Smith lives in her RV with her 15-month-old daughter, Willow.
He's basically got a bus back end and a truck front end. It's a 67
Chevy. Smith has been parked in this spot in the Wallingford neighborhood of Seattle for 3 weeks, but she's lived in the area along Northlake Way since April. She was ticketed once and received several warnings. Legally, a car can't be parked in the same spot for more than 72 hours in Seattle. But neighbors say some 15 RVs have been parked along this stretch of Lake Union, and they don't seem to budge, until a recent notice.
It was basically saying that if we didn't move our vehicles within 24 hours, it was going to get impounded, period. And we've just been kind of working with the police and the city and all that stuff to give us a little bit more time.
The city provided gas and car batteries for RVs in need and gave the campers until July 29th to move. The question is where? Sarah Stylin is with a local advocacy group that's working to find someplace safe.
We obviously don't want to see these families out on the streets. Taking away their vehicles is not going to take away the people. They're not going to disappear just because their vehicles are gone.
For the city's part, they are working with RV residents through their Road to Housing program to help people get services they need, like health care or temporary shelter, and hopefully break the cycle of bouncing around. Smith wants to move to a shelter where she can park her RV, but she realizes that's only temporary.
But I'm afraid that there's not going to be a solid place for us to move to for a while.
And if the shelter doesn't work out, Smith and others could end up parked in another neighborhood. Monica Spain, KPLU News.